All right, Ty Masterpool. Sorry, sir. Look, you had the overall late in the moto. You didn't get it done, but you won the first moto. It's still a good day. Like, I'm not sure of your attitude, but I think it was still a good day.
Yeah, definitely a overall good day. Was a little bummed at first. I mean, that first 15 to 20 minutes in that second moto, I mean, yeah. I felt pretty much passed from everyone, dude. I hope they have the TV on me. I felt fantastic. It was going, and then, yeah, I just hit a wall. Yeah, I didn't get my training camp in because of my appendix surgery and all that beginning of the season, and definitely caught up to me that second moto. But, yeah, first moto was good, too. Deegan and I used up a lot of energy. That first one, we were charged all the way down the last lap. We're pretty much side by side that whole moto almost, and but yeah, overall good day. It was a little bum, but I mean a lot of positive take from the day. Second overall, and yeah, feeling good, and yeah, that second moto was honestly a big confidence booster. Just feeling, I mean, felt I had the speed past most of them, and yeah, looking forward to it. And stamina is only going to get better from here on out.
Oh yeah, so you're feeling like, hey man, I still move really forward. Like obviously, like you said, you hit a wall, but it's still confidence.
Yeah, definitely confidence, and yeah, just racing my way into shape. Unfortunately, I missed the training camp just from the surgery and stuff, but it's out of my control, so just making the best of the moment.
First moto, did you know it was Deegs
coming? Yeah, we were pretty much, I felt, I mean, the whole moto, he was right behind me at the beginning, and I think I pulled away from him for a little while. We were kind of just yo-yoing for a while, and I knew he was going to put in those last couple lap charges, those sprints that he does, and yeah, I just kept my head down and focused on me.
Felt like first moto you moved through lappers better than him. Like when you did gap him, a lot of times he didn't get quite through them. I don't know if you.
I feel like I did it. Okay, all right. I don't know. Maybe he. I don't know. I didn't see what he was doing behind me, but dude, I was like, okay. Yeah, I don't know. The lapper. I was trying to not get frustrated. It's part of the racing, and I was getting held up a little bit, but that's part of it.
What is it about this place? What is it that just obviously, you know, go back to the star days, right? Like, what is it about Redbud?
I don't know. I was talking about that earlier. It's honestly the only race I've really raced. Like, whenever I was on Star, I only did these two. And then on the KTM, I almost got a podium overall and pretty much close to a bone stock bike. And then I did really good at Southwick after. The results just didn't really show it because bad start. But, I mean, I charged all the way through. And then, unfortunately, just slid on that downhill and shattered my kneecap from all the water and stuff. But
More experience here, maybe?
Yeah, definitely more experience here. But, I mean, yeah, we'll keep this momentum for the rest of the season and not fade.
Great job, man. Really cool. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.